Good morning, Brother Teo.
Yeah.
This is Teo in all connectors. I go back a little bit to last year.
Yeah, yeah.
The first day I arrived, getting down the bus, I tripped and fall.
Yeah, fell. That's why the karmic was.
Yes, the karmic is such.
Yeah,
at the entrance. Okay.
Yeah.
And I twisted my foot, and that's it for the whole retreat. I couldn't walk properly. And subsequently, also it was very cold. It was like raining every day, and I couldn't go out. And because of also the vegetarian food, I was so cold, so cold. And when I went back, I had COVID. But I recovered quite fast. But subsequently, I developed a cough that I had until almost today. So I bring forward to these few months. Even before when they announced the retreat, I dare not put my name in until almost the last
last moment.
two weeks, because my cough was so persistent. Despite all the TCM, whatever, the amount of ginger I take, everything, but I still feel very cold. So when I came this time, I told myself that I have to aspire to do better. So on the second day, I went down the shrine during the morning when you're having a meditation. I think I went down to pay my respects. And so I did all my rounds. And when I pay my respects to Manjushri, I can feel the affinity with Manjushri. I cried, I put it this way.
But that cry is with joy, understand? Well, before this, I organized the Wu Tai San trip. There is a way place for Manjushri Bodhisattva, Wen Su Pusa. And she followed us, and she was very happy at that trip. A lot of joy, then received a lot of what they call good energy and vibration. That's why this annual retreat came. Suddenly, the affinity and the connection manifest. That's why you go and pay respect in front of Manjushri, or what we call Wen Su Bodhisattva. He just burst into tears. Then a lot of things happened. Huh? You let her describe.
And when I cried, there was one thing that struck me. But somebody said, not enough suffering.
That message is very powerful. You know? Until now, you haven't wake up. Still not enough. You want to suffer some more. Not enough suffering. So because of that, I think she suddenly like wake up. Then become very serious. Then the rest is history. Good thing all follow after that. Okay, you continue.
My aspiration for this retreat was to develop sati. And that's what I request all the great Buddhas, the Bodhisattvas, for your blessings, guidance and protection. And also to help in my cultivation, especially to develop sati. So during the afternoon, when I was... Actually, when I came up, I already feel very different, Brother Teo. And when I did my meditation, lying down meditation, and as usual, our friend, the fly, was like everywhere.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do it like what Zoe did.
Yeah.
Yeah, she could tolerate the flies. I could not.
Because she got this phobia for fly.
I had a very great aversion. So
aversion and phobia. Yeah.
So I even hide myself under the table, but the fly is still very persistent. So I gave up. I said, Namala, go and do something else. So I say, okay, do the bowing. And I was very mindful. As I bow down, I knew that something has come over me.
Yeah.
And subsequently, when I do the bowing, it's like everything was so smooth and so I don't know how to say it.
It's like the body and mind move together without thought. Very, very graceful.
And the body,
like everything is in harmony, in synchrony. That's why he said he knew like not her, somebody doing it. Very strange. Okay, you continue. You describe.
Yeah, like the body is like so soft.
Yeah.
And that's not me because my body is very hard. The bones are all very hard. And even the way I my hand gesture.
Yeah.
And the way the bowing was done. Is,
yeah.
It's like it's not me lah.
Yeah.
I know that.
It's like very soft and all continuous. No, continuous. Like I use the word to describe. Ta 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 ta, like the connecting movement, but no sound. The whole body and mind as one, and very graceful. This morning also, as we walk out, I saw very graceful. She was doing the bowing. So the moment they have sati, when they do, they walk or they do the action, you will know it. And that person herself or himself will also know. That's why I say you do until sati come, you will know. No need to ask people. Because the Dhamma is pachetang, can be realized by the wise Ishwara. You only need sincerity, faith, and perseverance. Just do, you will come. Then her case also turned around from a situation of karmic obstruction and problem, the previous retreat. Then this retreat, he make the affirmation, the intent, so Aditan for blessing, protection, and guidance from all the great beings. Then after Wutai San trip, it's like meant to be, he realized he got affinity with Rinsu Pusa. Then after that came up, everything just happened. You think the fly one was something bad? No! Blessing in disguise. If the fly don't disturb her, she won't go and bow. If she won't go and bow, this thing cannot happen. But her condition and state is that bowing work very fast for her. Like he said, the body very stiff. Lie down also cannot relax. But I saw this retreat, I already told her on the first or second day. I said, Sadhu, you look good, a lot more healthy, not like last time. You know last time, scared of cold, a lot of karmic obstruction. In our dialect, we say what? Like, kua pei xian. So something then I say, good, sadhu. Then I knew something good will happen. Then later on, last night, after the class, she was down there with me. Pretty, I got something to share. And then she told me that. That's why I want her to share with her own words so that you all understand. Very good. Continue, yeah, Vijay.
Yeah, Prabhupada, yeah, like you say, when it happens, the person will know it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And subsequently, it's like every time I sit down or whatever I do, it's like I bring the attention to myself to like silent down, and then you will feel the sati.
Yeah, you yourself can feel it. Yeah. Then your mind become very different, clarity and can absorb a lot of things. That's why very different. Just like Cindy, Joey described as instead of the mind open up, the heart open up. And so really can follow so much joy. And everything become like very clear. Then benefited a lot. Then Cindy, because he was prepared with the sati and all things over the last 4 years hearing, he said, of all the retreats she went, this is the best. Everything is so conducive. The nature, the environment, the vibration. And he used the word what already? Wonders. Wonders, is it wonders? So, people say, caught between two problems. She caught between two wonders. Which one to attend? Well, both were so good. The vibration there, the chanting, and the class here, the energy, everything. And today, I don't know why, I need to come out. Well, I need the fresh air. So at about 4:15, I already out. So I saw the Sufu came and light the incense and the candle. Then I rejoice. Then after that, I wait for the Sufu to leave. Then I came in, I sat here. I saw the whole hall empty, nobody. But about 4:30 or 4:30 something like that, I was meditating, but I sensed somebody coming in. There is this understanding that that person is sitting over there. So I knew it must be Cindy. Then after that, I continue until I think the bell ring, the 5 o'clock one. Yeah. When I heard the bell, I opened my eye. I saw Cindy sitting down there. She is the only one. 4 something already here. Yeah. That's why when you had the faith, when you are at the retreat, you no need to rest and sleep one. Last time I also said, you wake up very early. I'm full of energy and I hardly sleep at that time. Oh, then everything is so conducive. You settle down very fast. Then the stillness of nature within the Sampo temple and its vicinity. There is one kilometer, I forgot who is, somebody also told me, pretty very easy to meditate. Yeah. Settle down very fast. So all this can happen if you have the faith, the sadha, then the understanding to actually listen attentively, like what I share in the book. When you listen attentively, it means inside, no verbalization, no chattering, no interference from your views, opinion, conditioning, and memory. That is the art of listening, attentive, not conditioned or distracted or clouded by all the what they call noise up there. Because these are your habitual thinking, your reaction to what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you technically feel and think. And this activity has been going on in the mind of heedless living being without you knowing it or understanding it, because you lack mindfulness, you are not sensitive. So when you develop the understanding and the training, you become different. Your mind transforms. Just like Joey said, how come now I got hardly any thought? Like the thought reduced by a lot. And now can settle down very fast. Lie down also very easy. The awareness just come. Then can understand the sharing, the teaching very clear. How is it possible? It's because of the faith. It's because of the sincerity that allow them to do all this. Okay.
I just want to say something to fellow Kalamitas. This round, the energy in this place is very different. I think a lot of Kalamitas can feel it too. So to take this opportunity to develop whatever silence, sati, and understanding. Liberatio says a lot of us, our chattering mind is so usual for us. I'm the number one, I can tell you. My mind is endless chattering. But this round, I try to see the thoughts come up. Just be with it for a while.
Just like what Joey said, let it be. Yeah. Let things be. When you don't give it attention or continue with the heedlessness, then that flowering of those thoughts and emotions will lead to the ending of it. That's why all those will slow down. Then suddenly you feel up there like clarity, not agitated anymore. No more of those sankhara chattering and verbalization and reaction to sense experience. And all the very, to me, it's very stressful type of activity. And that is not the mind of a real living being or cultivator that has the understanding. That type of mind is really suffering. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.